This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So let me give you a couple teams or a couple coaches.
All right.
You tell me what they need to do in order for their team to, and this is just a little synopsis. I'm not going to hold you to it, but if I said to you, is Mike McDaniel going to be the coach of the Miami Dolphins next year, you would say what?
Oh, I think it's 50-50, maybe less than that. You know, it's just listening to everything that's going on in Miami, the players they've lost, the offensive line, sketchy, Tyreek Hill, they're building that relationship back. I mean,
well, you heard Tua say that.
Yeah, I know.
Did you like what Tua said, or did you say, like, you don't have to say stuff like that?
I would have never brought that out in public. I mean, you could ask me that, and I go, yeah, no, we're cool, man. I don't know. I'm not gonna answer it and say, yeah, he's building trust back with the whole team and me, and God almighty. Just, you know, when you're the quarterback, the less you say, the better.
Right. You know, and last
that
year.
That was just too much for me.
Okay, here's another team. Last year, this was one of the best teams in the NFL, one of the best offenses in the NFL. They lose their offensive coordinator. They lose Tanner Engstrom, who is now the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Ben Johnson goes to the Chicago Bears. This is the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell, and they hired Johnny Morton as their offensive coordinator. Is that a good thing for Jared Goff, or are they going to be able to recreate what they did last year?
Well, first, in the Jets.
Yes.
Okay, Engstrand. Is that how you say his name?
Engstrand, yeah, I guess.
Okay, he goes in as, you know, he's going to be their coordinator. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of carryover for what went on in Detroit. And he goes, you know, Ben Johnson wasn't the only one in that room designing stuff.
Yes.
So I love that. But what was the question? Oh,
well,
Detroit.
I was going to ask you, Detroit and Dan Campbell, can they recreate what they did last year?
I don't think they can be as dynamic overall. I just see the teams are going to study them more. They lost so many defensive players there at the end of the season. What's coming back? Is Aiden Hutchinson going to be the guy that we think he... Well, the guy he was outstanding. Can he be that again after that severe injury? I think it will take him 4 or 5 games to really get back into being that guy. Because, you know, you got to be a little careful.
But you're also changing the offense coordinator. That's
yeah,
the thing.
So
I mean, like, Jared Goff and Ben Johnson were like this. I mean, as I crossed my fingers here, and they were tight. They knew each other, and I'm sure Tanner was in the middle of all that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you know, but Jared Goff, his play was outstanding. And I've never seen a quarterback, really, it's hard to come up with one, that could throw more contested crossers, you know, in cuts. I mean, he would, if there was a window, he was going to let it go.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about another coach and another quarterback situation, and this is down in Jacksonville with Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. Now, Trevor Lawrence has not lived up to the lofty expectations. Not all his fault, much like here in New York, it wasn't all Daniel Jones's fault. There's a lot of instability around him. But they bring in Cohen, who's a little bit of a unique coach, to say the least.
I like him.
So do you think this is a good fit with Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville?
It's a really good fit for the coach. Trevor Lawrence, can he be Baker Mayfield? Can he make the thing that's hurt Trevor Lawrence is that there's 2 or 3 throws a game that get away from him. And come on, you know, and especially when you're throwing it over the middle. And he would sail throws that you could throw them 50 times in a game and you wouldn't do it. And so he had great spots, too, where he could throw the ball really well. But, you know, routine, we always heard Bill Coward say this, you can't miss routine throws. When guys are wide open running across the field, you can't throw it 8 or 10 yards over their head.
Which was Justin Fields' problems.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Some, yes, but Trevor had this. That's what.
Well, really, Trevor was the first overall draft pick.
I know.
He's a can't miss player.
And well, you know, he's what was a generational
talent.
He wasn't. If you really studied, but he won the national championship, I think, as a freshman, right?
Yep.
So that's where it all started. But so much was
and
put on him.
Never lost a game in high school.
Yeah, how about that? Well, I can understand his talent in high school. But the answer to the question is Liam Cohen is the guy. He's a good coach. I love the scheme. It can fit just about any quarterback in the NFL. Baker Mayfield tore it up with him as the coordinator. And now can – I think the big thing with Trevor Lawrence, everybody wants to see more emotion, more just that outward leading the team and being the guy. They're paying you to be the guy. You were the first pick of the draft. Everything is there. You got to take control of the football team. Can he do it? I'm going to say this. I got to see it to believe it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But it's about Liam Cohen, much like Ben Johnson in Chicago.
Yes.
Really good fits for their young quarterbacks.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the AFC North real quick. You think the Baltimore Ravens have the best roster in football?
Oh, this is the year. If they don't get it done this year, I'm not like you. You're great at the salary cap and watch it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that could go on here with their football team and all the contracts and everything like that. And I heard from somebody really close to it, goes, man, this is it. This is the year. They have to win the Super Bowl. They can't falter in the playoffs.
So Aaron Rodgers now goes to Pittsburgh, and it's another new offense for him, probably a little bit different than the offense that he was running here with Nathaniel Hackett and what he had up in Green Bay, and he does have Arthur Smith as his offensive coordinator. Is that a good fit?
Well, probably in my eyes, no. Arthur Smith, if he could, he'd run the football every play of the game. And that's really good for certain teams and people. But with Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers, just like he did with the Jets, he's going to put his favorite plays in. They're going to let him, and they should. But I look at the offense, and all we heard last year from the Steelers, it's always the quarterback. Oh, Justin Fields. Justin Fields played well, or pretty well, for what they were trying to do. And it was limited when Russell Wilson got in there. I mean, you paid attention to it.
Yeah, because they don't have the running aspect to the game as they would with Justin Fields.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about just drop back and throw it. I mean, come on. Sometimes you got to help the quarterback with some you know, confusion for the defense. I just thought everything they ran was very basic, and it was hard for the quarterbacks to be special.
So he's in a tough division. He's got to go up against Joe Burrow twice. I don't know what Cleveland's doing. I guess Joe Flacco's going to be the starter for them, you think?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco.
Dylan Gabriel?
Dylan Gabriel, they said he had a great offseason. I didn't know he was on the team. I never heard his name.
By the way, he's 5'10".
No, he's not 5'10".
Yeah, he is.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is.
Why do you say that?
Or 5'11". He's under 6 foot.
Yeah, 5'11", 6 foot, plays taller. Okay.
Does he wear high shoes or something?
No, he plays because he can change his motion with anybody. He has a nice release, but when he has to, he can get his arm extremely high and throw it with power. I think everybody, kind of like Bo Nix, I don't know what it is with Oregon, but they underrated his throwing.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Bo Nix and, of course, Sean Payton. He had a great season last year.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And Sean really got the quarterback that he wanted.
Yes.
And, you know, look, that division out there is crazy. I mean, you got Pete Carroll now out there in with the Raiders.
Geno Smith got the running back in the draft from Boise State. I mean, they got to love that.
Ashton Jeanchi. And then, of course, you have Jim Harbaugh and what they're doing with the Chargers. So,
Chargers.
Which one of these teams, can any one of these teams overtake Kansas City in your eyes?
If I had to guess or had to make it, I'd say absolutely it's the Chargers. And they were arguably their skill people last year was probably maybe one of the slowest skill groups in the NFL. Not anymore. They went out and got Hampton from North Carolina in the draft. The offensive line's good. They got two new receivers who I think are really going to help them. And one is a speed guy, which they need. So it's time to open that offense up more. And I think they will, you know. So I think there's a lot of pressure on. I think this is a year the Chargers have to go ahead and show everybody they can win this and beat Kansas City and take it over.
Yeah, I think so. But what Denver was a good team last year.
Very good.
Really good top-end defense.
Fast defense. Creative as hell.
Is it true? I feel this way as a player myself. I felt like the second year playing the position, I finally figured out what the hell I was doing and what we were trying to do and what the other teams were trying to do to us. You got to believe that Bo Nix, especially as confident of a kid as he is got to be taking a huge leap here.
Oh my God, Boomer! If he takes a huge leap, what's that going to be?
I mean, it's going to be a fascinating division.
I thought he played really, really well last year. I was excited for him because I liked him coming out, and I heard arm strength, and all I saw, it seemed like most of the year, bombs going over everybody's head for big touchdowns, so we'll see how it goes.
And he's got a great coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.